Coming up this Tuesday, July 9th, is the first quarter moon. This is the half moon that's lit up on the right side. As those with backyard telescopes are well aware, having sunlight hit the lunar terrain at such a sharp angle dramatically highlights all of its elevation features. This means that its craters and mountain ranges stand out in spectacular fashion, even with ordinary binoculars, especially if they're the new image-stabilized type. Or if you can at least brace your elbows on a windowsill, you'll see lunar detail this coming week. What's cool is that this tells a story, a violent story, of what our neighborhood was like 4 billion years ago when the solar system was young. It was the Wild West, a time when lots of rocks left over from the creation of the planets roamed menacingly through the inner solar system and kept smashing into things. Because whatever happened to the moon back then happened to us as well. So that the history of lunar bombardment that is so easy to see this week shows what was happening here as well. On Earth, all signs of that unpleasantness have been completely erased many times over. The undersea ocean floor gets a complete makeover every 200 million years, while the surface of our planet is continually scoured by rain, glaciers, and other forms of erosion. The only clearly defined craters on Earth, like the cool Barringer crater in Arizona, formed only 50,000 years ago. But on the moon, we not only see impacts that are 4 billion years old, but newer ones too, which show themselves as craters inside of other craters, or impact craters made on the smooth, dark, hard lava flows that have covered up the earliest lunar topography. Even a casual view through the smallest telescope gives us a timeline of the moon's history, and therefore also our own. Is this cool or what? And it's on display all this week. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.